we're in the middle of this Oisio Gimel, where he's talking about the fact that the Yogoin, the greater the Yogoin, the better the Truva. Right, we just pointed out last time at the end that that Benina has mentioned this before, the same idea of Madrigas Truva. So there, I have to point out, he doesn't specifically mention Yogoin, he speaks more in general about doing Truva. He considers the Truva as an act of kibbutz on the lev, cleansing the heart. And there he explained that it seems to be almost a direct cause and effect over there. The greater the kibbutz of the lev, that translates into the kibbutz of the neshama. So the more kibbutz, the more you do to cleanse your heart, that would automatically bring to a greater degree of tshuva. That would seem there, and so it's more of a direct, like we said, cause and effect. Here in Eisiv Gimel, we mentioned here he talks specifically about Yogoin, and he explains why the Yogoin affects this tshuva. Affects the tshuva more than anything else, more than Yisroi Haguf. There, he didn't say it was because of the. Didn't explain it as a direct cause and effect over there. He seems to say a different idea slightly. The reason why Yogoin works so well is because Yogoin, what is Yogoin? Right, we've been struggling with it for the last year. What exactly is Yogoin as opposed to Charata? So we tried different words, anguish or despair. I know, so in one translation it says sorrow. Okay, whatever the word you're going to use is, the way the connotation is, where Rabbeinu explains, is the soul is suffering, the suffering of the soul, right? So just in general, we have to try to remind ourselves what we're trying to do here. We're trying to give these definitions, right? We know there's lots of written about sugar, various sorim, but what we're trying to do, we have to try and come to this here without any preconceived ideas, just limit ourselves just to understand the Benyamin's understanding. So that in one way it's limiting, the other way, on the other hand, we can come with an open mind. So whatever Benyamin tells us,
to see, it's a cleansing.
Right, that's all.
It's a cleansing. That means there's an active movement and getting stuff out. So he's trying to say that yoga is not like a theoretical concept or just a feel like this. It seems to be wanting to tie it to a movement to clean out.
Right, so that's what I said last time. That's how he seems to explain that over there. Even though, as I said, I didn't point this out. Right, let me, one second.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's what we mentioned now. That over there, I didn't stress this last time, he doesn't specifically mention Yogoin. He talks about all the things you do in Tshuva. It could be he's including science, Yogoin, and all the rest, or the equivalency. Everything you do, that's an act of cleansing the heart. And by cleansing the heart, that translates into cleansing the neshama. The more you clean your heart, so you're right, he describes all these, this whole Mahalach of Tshuva as a person working on upon himself, is cleansing the heart. And that leads to a greater degree of tshuva. Right, that's what he explained over there earlier in Ois Test. As we pointed out, that here he seems to describe Yogoin at least differently. The Yogoin works better. He doesn't mention this idea of Yogoin. It says it comes from the lev, it comes from the neshama. So here he explains the reason why Yogoin works so well. As we started seeing is because the neshama is something which is Kleshwalko holds very dear, very close. So when he sees the suffering of the neshama, so he's very quick to accept that if a person goes and afflicts his guf, also very good thing, that's not going to make such an impression.
I'm not going to talk a lot of it, but I will give you one marshal.
Yeah.
And understand. Reuven came to you and said, Reb Cohen, I'm really sorry what I yesterday done. It's one. Another, Reuven come and crying and say the same thing. When you first accept this,
so you're saying that it shows.
It's immortal.
Right.
There's formal things. I'm not going in this corner anymore, and I'm not going to move this book, and I will put feeling like that. Good. But then, when an emotion involved, when right now inside you start to suffer from it,
it shows more sincerity.
It's absolutely different. Forgive me. It's nothing to do with the chapter.
Okay.
It is why he not mention it even. Because everything what we do, we need to do, quote unquote, with crying. Not a physical crying. Then it's emotion.
That's a very good...
Not emotion, you part. Okay, good.
Okay.
Just a minute, while we're on that, there's a classic story. This guy has all the various in the world, and then he tries out, he's something to do with it, it's terrible, and eventually he tries it.
His
head between his knees, and he dies.
From
yoga. And what happens is the show on the street to the So now, you see, Jorgen... emotional sorrow.
Right, that's what Benjamin says. That seems to be the core, the one thing which affects, which brings Chuva to the highest degree is yoga more than anything else. Right? So, as very nice what Mr. Goffman said, that shows your sincerity. But Benjamin added something else.
That's another thing, very good indication. If you go on Sheriff Musser, and after that you're not upset, you totally waste your time. You better play baseball. You need to extremely be upset after Sheriff. It puts Sheriff Musser. It is the same thing. As soon as you're not emotionally involved,
And the words of Benjamin were quite similar to what you're saying. Actually, he says if the person has this yogoin, that shows his toyer hanashama. The fact that you've done this is brings you to such a state. Yeah, that shows that it comes from a toyer hanashama, and that's why I have to struggle to accept it.
Real time, not from formal things. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, right. So after he's right in the middle of this one, he brings a mashal. On this idea, which is right. It's right in the middle. The mashal b'zeh. Anyways, yeah, the mashal b'zeh. Ki hamelech yachmoy al chanichov yilidei beis v'akroy v'meilov. A king, if someone sins against a king, then the king is more likely to show clemency to those who are close to him. Yilidei beis v'akroy v'meilov. Seems to those of his own household. Zehenu me'atziri eretz nechbodim. They are also from the nobility. Right? And you have somebody who is close, related to the king, and the fact that he is also comes from a noble family, is a noble person. That's the type of person who the melech will show clemency to. V'yitin lahem chanina, and he will give them, right, he will let them off. Yoyser micham losyal rechokim, more than he will show pity on people who are rechokim and rapusim. Right, on the one hand, you have people who have these two midas. They're first of all they're close to the king, as in they're related to the king, and also they are better people, right? They are more refined, more noble. On the other hand, you have somebody this peasant who is first of all the king has no relation to him, is rochay from the king, and second of all is kusim. Okay, it's interesting. That's a reason to show clemency as well. So, or not to show clemency. So, who is the king more likely to show pity to? The person who's close to him. So that's the mashal, right? This is very interesting. He's saying that's the mashal exactly here. What he's saying. We said he bought the pasuk we saw last time. That the neshama and kiruach melechana yatoif neshama is nesisim ruach and neshama. There comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is much more likely to have a chumanis on the neshama than he will on the gof.
That's very interesting. If you would ask me 2 minutes ago, I said 180 degree opposite. This is why for small sin, tzaddikim suffer much more. Because from his person, I not expect this disgusting act. But for you, who next to me,
right,
nobody can cure that small.
Okay, that's the mashal. The nimshal here is not referring to the nimshal is not the tzaddik and someone who talks. There's someone who's close to the shvach. We're not talking about a tzaddik as opposed to someone who's not a tzaddik. We're talking about in the person himself. We're talking about as two parts, the neshama and the guf. So the neshama is all one person. And we're saying the neshama is closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem is more likely to have rachmanis when the neshama is suffering, the soul is suffering, and then someone who afflicts himself with physical afflictions. So, no, but it is another point here which is interesting. I mean, before that, I would have asked me before this, and I said, oh, nowadays people would say, Chas v'Shalom, this nepotism, is there any reason to show favor more to someone that happens to be closer to you?
You know, I can understand it even different, even with the same idea, different, what he meant. I believe that Hashem put in Pash, and unless you make to Shuvah, forget about who you are. But if you close, it's easy for you to do Teshuvah. Your heart is open, it's more chance that you made Teshuvah.
Right,
yes. Not because you close,
right.
Because you need to do Teshuvah.
Yes, again, I'm going to point out again. We're not talking about close, not talking about a person is closer than.
No, we're talking about
the Nimshal here is that the Neshama is
for these people, it's easy to do Teshuvah. It is what he said.
Okay, right.
Not that it's some fact that you did to show yesterday, today I will forgive you easily. No.
But okay, I hear what you're saying, it's very nice, but I don't mean that's what he's saying. It's not what he's saying. The answer is it's not nepotism. When it comes, we have to understand there's obviously just two tracks here. Obviously, when it comes to law, that is obviously any judge. Yeah, we're not going to say any judge or such should judge someone who's close to him, or the fact they come better and any difference. Yeah, that's against Lanocha. Talking about here, we're talking about having rachmanas, clemency, you know, something which is outside the, you know, the flimish or something. No, a pardon, a presidential pardon. There, there's no rules. We see even Lanocha. So there, the right way for a person to feel is a person naturally feels closer to people who are close to him. I mean, it's even, you see that in Halacha. When it comes to giving tzedakah, there's Halacha, what to do, right? There's Halacha, people who, your family comes first, people who are close to you.
It's very good.
People,
it is very good.
So obviously, no one's going to stay when it comes to your family, or Nei Ircha, then you go to Bezi, you don't funny.
You
see, as well, we're talking about. The whole idea of Shuvah is that Tzeva Kadosh Baruch Hu has clemency, right? So then we say, so we shouldn't think that that's the wrong way of looking at things. Many understand that's the right way of looking at things. And Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kiryachol, will show clemency and will have more rachmanis on the part of the person. Okay. So that's the marshal, and which is explaining why yogurt works more than anything else, because Shema is rachmanis on the neshama. Okay, so okay, and now he carries on here, just finishing off this ois. He goes back to the pasuk, which he mentioned. The pasuk was ki ruach mufonayatu. The ruach comes from the front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the neshama is ani asisti, and Hashem made the neshama. So now he's just going to say he's bothered by something here. What does that mean? On the neshama is ani asisti. Hashem made the neshama, that's why Hashem made everything. He made the guf as well. That's what he's going to try and explain now. The Omar, on neshama is ani asisi. That's what we said at the Apostle says, neshama is ani asisi. What does that mean? Lekirvostam el haliyonim. It's because the neshama is closer to the higher realms. Afapisha guf akom asyodav. Everything is really made by Kodesh Baruch Hu, we still recall that, we can refer to that as something Hashem made because it's closer to him. Or Kumayu, and he brings a commercial and another pasuk we see like this. The pasuk is an amazing thing, these luchos were made by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So, basically, the pasuk means that they were almost unnatural, because you know the letters went through on one side, you could see, even though they went all the way through. Right, so you could turn them around, and that would be all, whichever way you looked at it, that would be the right way around. So this was not a natural. The made by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the same thing with the made Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything's made Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The tree, everything. So what does that mean? So now, when we say mass was made by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that means opposed to something else was not made by Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is more of a direct relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way of understanding this, and yes, you see. The Oid, on what we're seeing is from the Racha. A second thing is the Chazal tell us, Shlei Shutfim Ish Vodam. Right? Oviv, V'imoy, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every person has three Shutfim. The Oviv, V'imoy, they together the physical part of the person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a Shutuf. But if Fisha Ein La'av Le'em Shutuf Ben Hashama La'av Le'em, the Gemara says which one gives which part to the person, but they together, they provide the physical components. But in the Shama, that's straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Kein Omar in the Shama is Ani Asisi. Right? As he means, he's explaining, the Shama is Niyasisi means as opposed to the Guf, obviously the Hashem made the Guf as well. But within the Guf, there was, so to speak, the input of the father and mother as well. So even though everything the father and mother is also eventually comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they had some sort of input, whereas the Shama was just directly straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when impossible, the Shama is Niyasisi, I made the Shama without any help, so to speak, of the father and mother. So that's why the Neshama is, that's why we can use this wording of the Neshama is Nesisi, and that's why the Neshama is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just finishes off, if I'm right, Neshama is Ani Asisi, these words, the end of the Pasuk, Neshama is Ani Asisi, Yere Al Omrei Kiorach Mufonai, Kinyon and Kashabiano. That proves that the words before that, the preceding words, Kiorach Mufonai, yeah, there's not clear. What does that mean? Kiruach melechonai. So that the fact it carries on the Shomayis Nesisi shows us that's the understanding of those words as well. Kiruach melechonai also means in the same way that kiruach, which comes from in front of me, as Benyamin explained previously. Okay, so that's written in that pasuk. And we haven't finished yoga, but we finished this Oyis of Gimel. Next time we'll finish off your damage. Yeah.